Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
Bobby Darin bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands, Texas, Hardbody, Houston. 15th year to do this, 16th tournament to do this. Broadcasting from the very first tournament, very first Insperity tournament way back in 04, before there was the first ball was ever struck by a pro golfer. This is the Champions Tour, by the way, folks. You'll be able to see that this weekend on television. Joe Cleary is a big supporter, major supporter of this event, and his benevolence, his company's benevolence and support of this tournament is legendary. It's made this tournament the best, if not one of the best, if not the best tournament, based on what the pros have said, and many of them have told me, in the entire Champions Tour. And people like Joe, the commitment of their financial and other support really makes it a big deal. And it all goes to charity, doesn't it, Joe?
Oh, 100% of it goes to charity, yes.
So we're
and some great charities here in Houston that are the beneficiaries.
Well, absolutely. And millions of dollars have been raised over the years. Joe Cleary, by the way, folks, the president of Harvey Cleary Builders. And is it still President Joe, or is it Emperor yet? Which one?
we have David and I have stepped aside. We're not retired, but we stepped aside to allow a new CEO and president. To,
wow!
Get into the significant operations of the company, and so Dave and I are co-chairmen of the company.
Co-chairman. Okay. Well, that's new. That's kind of new, isn't it?
It's brand new. It's as of January.
Breaking news here, folks.
And so, well, and it's all part of the succession plan. And
right.
We just had I told you I was in Florida for a wedding on yesterday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was in Austin for a strategic planning session, and we let Kevin and Kelly run with our CEO and president run with the entire strategic planning process. And it was the best we've ever done.
Wow.
The absolute best process that best planning.
Somebody,
process
if it hasn't
done.
Already been done, somebody needs to do a white paper or a book. Really, I'm serious about this on the succession success of the Harvey Cleary Builders over the last 50 years, 60 years. I know a little bit of the story history going way back into the 60s, and maybe even 50s. Somebody ought to write about this, because I'm telling you, people could benefit from the story, what you guys, including Joe, the hard times you went through. You and I have been here on the show when things were tough. Back in
yeah.
09, we were all crying in our beer back in those days. And so I really hope somebody will do that sometime. I wish I had the time to do it. I'd love to do that. Hey, Joe, I want to talk about the construction industry. The economy, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm a pathological optimist. I believe in this economy. I didn't see over 3% growth in the first quarter coming. I did not see that. What do you think?
Well, I'm a true believer in the economy also, and obviously a huge supporter. I didn't see 3.2%
yeah.
first quarter. I didn't see that coming either. But you know, I love it. And
are you feeling that in your business? Is it getting down to you? I mean, are you guys is it evident that kind of expansion? Is that evident to you guys now?
The good news of with what we do is that when you have a great burst of energy in the economy, we don't really feel the results of that for the next 14 to 18 months. Because anybody that's expanding their business today has to make plans mm-hmm. for facilities for that expansion, and it's very rare that any public company will roll the dice on a huge expansion without having experienced some expansion.
Right.
And when I say a huge expansion of their facilities,
mm-hmm.
their actual physical plant, so. We get we kind of get a head start and a heads up on a what's coming in a good way and what could possibly be coming in a bad way, just because of the indicators in the economy.
So that's the thing. You guys are, while you're fulfilling the optimistic side of this thing, you're also able to see some of the indications that people are feeling, some of the implications that they're seeing in what might be coming down the pike. And in terms of that, what do you think they're seeing?
Oh, we're seeing all indicators up, every bit of it. I think that
as far as the eye can see.
As far as the eye can see in the entire country, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned earlier where we have offices, but we also build in 42 states on a one-off basis for clients. And we're building in North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., of course, Virginia, Maryland, Washington State, all of, you know, the gamut in Texas, and in Ohio. We've got a project going on in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just look at that, it's not only the smile, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, and the East Coast that's affected by the economy. It is the entire nation. And that's, I'm feeling really good about that.
Mm-hmm. That is good news. And is the construction industry feeling any kind of evolutionary issues the way the home ownership issues are? That's what I want you to talk about when we come back. The home ownership is changing, is evolving and being disrupted, frankly, across the country. And I'm going to get Joe to help us understand if commercial is like that. 10 till, right back with Joe Cleary. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.